Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with organizer Bob Cook about the next Scoop the Loop event happening in downtown Stuart this Saturday. Talking with Bob Cook, one of the organizers for the Scoop the Loop car show series in Stuart. You've had your first one of the summer in June. How was that?
I think everybody was pleased with the outcome. The town was completely filled. We had worried about weather leading up that day. It turned out to be a perfect, beautiful June 1st day. The town was filled with not only cars of all styles and types, millions of dollars of vintage cars and modern muscle cars on the street and trucks, everything you could look for. But the town was filled with people. From Stuart and surrounding communities came to enjoy what was a festive atmosphere. So that made it successful. Everybody that was providing food basically sold out, had trouble to keep up. And if there was one soft spot, everything was successful. We maxed out the town capacity, I think. But the one soft spot is we did not have enough variety nor ability to feed the crowds in the speed with which people have come to expect. So we're augmenting that. And when we start talking about July, I'll tell you about that. I think there's going to be some market improvement in the ability to provide options and happy attendees.
One thing that was new at your June event was the Wingnut Raceway activity for kids. How was that, and will they be returning?
They won't return this year. We hope we'll get them back. They travel. It's kind of on a circuit. It was a fun first time they'd been here. They were impressed with our event and the town. They were well received, and the thing that made my heart just warm is I saw a lot of young kids up there enjoying themselves and having fun, as well as adults. So we hope they'll be back. This one's going to be without that, but we'll again, with good weather, have a town full.
And so the next Scoop the Loop is on Saturday, July 20th. What do you have kind of in store for this event?
Well, it's going to start again at 5 p.m., but cars start showing up at 3 to get spots. And so I think any food vendors or beverage vendors need to be prepared for that. We reserve everything we can downtown for the show cars. And there's, again, no registration fee for car owners. And we get a lot of the same people, but we're getting people that have never been first time. Every event has some new first time and people saying, wow, this is quite an event. We call it the best rolling car show in this part of Iowa. And the movement has a lot to do with the enjoyment. No real rules, no registration fee. Come and register because you can be judged that way if you're a car owner, and also you can win some of the prizes that are drawn through the event. We'll once again have DJ music playing up and down the town in the speaker system. We're going to open with a couple of young ladies singing our national anthem. People have heard them before. They sang at Good Egg Days. The young Link girl and Beth Belden are both going to open up and sing the national anthem at 5 p.m. Their voices are spectacular. They're real vocal treasures for our community. So I'm glad that's a nice addition. I believe we'll have the American flag represented through the scouts again. Food opportunities I want to mention are going to be expanded. We'll have the Lions Club that have faithfully served again with their range of products they've always had, plus some nachos. Ruby's Pub, the first day they were open with a real limited menu was June 1st. So you can imagine that. Well, now they're in full swing, and they intend to provide a much broader range of their full menu available in a set-down atmosphere along with beverages. Johnny's Tap, Alan Bachman is going to be there with his very popular steak sandwiches out front. And I haven't conferred yet, but I believe he may have grilled tenderloins as well. Johnny's has a full range of beverages inside for a cool and set-down atmosphere. You know, off of the loop, we have two other town favorites. We have Los Altos and the Stuart Bowling Alley, both within easy range. Linden Street will be open, Linden Street Treats. And a new addition to help provide some awesome options is going to be Ryan Morrison, who owns Country Kitchen, is going to bring food downtown and offer setup at the D&G Auto Group lot on North Division Street. And Ryan intends to have pulled pork sandwiches, brisket sandwiches, hamburgers, chicken tenders, chicken sandwich, some sides and beverages. So that is a welcome addition that should round out the food options for July event. I want to just say I appreciate the Raccoon Valley Radio allowing us time to visit about Scoop the Loop. It's an important event in this community. A lot of things are going on. We hope, you know, that this is one of the key ones. And getting the word out to listeners in this area is important. And we look for, if it's good weather, another great night in Stuart, Iowa.
And I just wanted to ask, what are the prizes for the winners of the car show?
We have gorgeous trophies, some of the best and beautiful trophies you'll see at car shows anywhere, and some spectacular custom trophies created by Spencer Custom Artworks out of Monroe, Corey Spencer, and some of those are available. And there's a lot of nice prizes drawn for from sponsors. I want to mention some of the key sponsors that we have had. Carl Chevrolet, of course, helps us. They sponsor our DJ music and some other assistance for us. American Scrap and Rick Colbert, one of our members, provides a lot of gifts and help with trophies. We have had D&G Auto has helped us through this year. And the City Stuart, we apply for and receive some hotel motel tax. Scoop the Loop wouldn't go on without that support from the city and the suppliers and the people that provide the prize gifts. We have a strong team. I'm not going to mention everybody right now, but it's a team effort. It takes a lot of people. I have some family members that help us set up. We've got a car team that helps with the car show. We have to take down a lot of legwork and getting gift bags ready. We'll be doing that a week from Thursday night to give to the registered people. We have to get the word out through marketing and advertising. So there's a lot of components to make a successful show, and it's taken years. We've grown through the years. This is our eighth year. Stuart and the Stuart citizens are proud of this event. We want to continue to keep it going. And if there are people that say, hey, I'd like to get involved and help, they need to contact me. And I'm on Facebook. My number is 515-480-2589 as well, because we want this to go beyond the life cycle of the current team.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with organizer Bob Cook about the next Scoop the Loop event happening in downtown Stuart this Saturday. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.